Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Packers Daily on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. Hope you're all ready for a fun weekend prior to the Packers game, because who knows? You know, football's supposed to be fun, man, and just feels more like pulling teeth at times in 2023. But green and gold set to welcome in the Los Angeles Chargers. Does anybody else keep saying the San Diego Chargers? Because I know I do. I'll probably always say San Diego Chargers. San Diego Superchargers. That's who they are. But the Los Angeles Chargers coming into Lambeau. Big injury news today, obviously. The headline is Rashawn Gary was injured at practice today and will be questionable with a shoulder injury. You hate to see it, but next man up, maybe Luke Van Ness has a coming out party. We can only hope. And then for the Chargers, Keenan Allen was a full participant in practice today after being limited yesterday. He didn't practice Wednesday, so he's clearly headed in the right direction. Jair Alexander was a limited participant again on Friday for the Packers. Didn't practice Wednesday, limited yesterday and today. Really hoping we get to see those two go at it. That's high end. That's what you pay admission for, to see those talents get after it against each other. But even if Jair is able to go, you know there'll be plenty of zone employed. There'll be plenty of safety stuff over the top. A lot of help in that regard. And who knows? Maybe it won't even matter because Eckler will get going on the ground and they won't even need to throw it. This is a game that the Packers can win, though. There's zero doubt about that. You look at what they're able to do offensively, meaning the Packers, these last couple weeks, they should be able to move the ball on this Chargers defense. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but this is a team that gives you plenty of opportunities to push the ball down the field. And I think if we've seen nothing else from Matt and Jordan this year, is they will take every opportunity to do so. Who knows if Christian Watson gets on track? I really hope so for his sake. But that said, I'm really excited to watch Jaden Reed and company get to work against this Chargers secondary. And then, you know, look, you guys know I talk about it all the time. It's gold package game, gold package redemption time. Let's go. Need you loud. It's a noon or two. AFC opponent. This is all the makings of a sleep fest. Need underlined, italicized, blown up into 100-point font. Need gold package to show up and be loud, be crazy. Make it a party at Lambeau. And I understand Packers got to do their part. And hopefully they will. And hopefully they'll actually jump in the stands for a change. And we'll get some Lambeau leaps out of these guys. Very excited, if you can't tell, for this big-time matchup on Sunday. But yeah, it's a game they should be able to win. I'm excited to watch how they blow it. No, I'm kidding. Shout out to everybody in the comments section. Marsha Qualls, thanks for becoming a Carry the G Club member. Really appreciate the support. Welcome aboard. Hope you'll join us on Happy Hour next week. What else we got here? We got John Simatovich. What's up, man? Offense will do their part, but will the defense? Probably not. I think it's going to be a track meet. And, you know, in the, you know, development of Jordan Love's career, I think it's probably the worst possible thing they could ask him to do is go, you know, touchdown for touchdown with Justin Herbert. But I think that may be required, especially if Jair's unable to go. And, hell, if Jair and Rashawn aren't able to go, it could get ugly. Ben, thanks for the super chat, man. Reed or Musgrave for new 50 throwback jersey? Ooh, good question. Man, I don't know. I'd probably go Jaden Reed. I think he's set to be a monster, man. He's going to be a star. And not to say to dismiss or belittle anything that Musgrave might do, but I think Jaden Reed can be special. I've said that since the summer. So my vote would be Reed, but people in the chat may have a different idea. They will sell their tickets to Chargers fans. No, Mark. No, they won't. I have faith that the gold package is actually going to show up this game. It's a noon game, so it makes it an easy drive back afterwards. And, you know, they've got redemption on their minds. They need to redeem themselves for the fiasco that was Thursday Night Football earlier this year. Nobody is shocked that Keenan is a beast. He's a beast. This is true, Nathan. Very, very true. only get legend jerseys, John. That is my MO. But I understand people sometimes want modern player jerseys. That's fine. It's all good. Get a Bart Starr jersey. Yeah, right. If Gary doesn't play, does Cox get his first address this Sunday? Probably. Although, has he been? I thought he was up a couple weeks ago, like a month or so ago or something. I thought he was up like for one or two games. But you might be right. I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, undoubtedly, if Gary can't go, you got to think we're going to see Brenton Cox at least dressed and participating on teams, though probably not a ton from scrimmage, though maybe a little bit. It'd be fun, man. I really liked him this summer. Brandy, what does stacking success mean this year? Less than five penalties? I mean, hey, that's a start, right? Don't get me going with all these holding penalties and pre-snap penalties. I mean, the holding, okay, it happens, right? The pre-snap stuff that you're just like just shooting yourself in the foot, that's the stuff that's so frustrating. And it seems, knock on wood, it seems like the Packers have gotten better as this season has gone along in that regard, right? Like, obviously there are still penalties, and that's always going to be frustrating, but a lot of the procedural stuff and the false starts and things that are just, you know, getting your head in the game type things seems to have gotten better. Now, I'm not saying they've eliminated it. Hell, Rashawn Gary lined up offsides and then got a sack against the Rams 2 weeks ago, you know? So it's not like they've completely gotten away from it, but I think it's gotten better. So here's hoping, because it is incredibly frustrating. How do players get injured in practice since they don't wear pads? Well, they're still competing. You can get injured doing anything. You can get, to quote Al Pacino in Heat, you get killed walking your doggy. I mean, you can get hurt just exercising. You can get hurt. I mean, Joe Burrow got hurt last night looking pretty on a pretty innocuous play, you know? So, I mean, you're running around, you're still running plays, you're still exerting yourself physically. Anything can happen. I mean, hell, from what we've heard or been reported about when David Bakhtiari got hurt, they weren't doing much of anything, you know? So it's unfortunate, but it's life in the NFL, and it happens all over the league. Part of the gig. Ben says he got a Watson jersey earlier this season. He still has faith. All right, there you go. Got to have faith, as George sang so eloquently all those years ago. New York Cheesehead is so ready for the Packers to stop the run. He is using the word please. Please stop the run. Maybe if we just started saying please. Maybe that's it. Maybe we're just being too mean to Joe Barry. Got to start saying please. I like it. I like where you're headed there, New York Cheesehead. Sam, do you think Rodgers was disgruntled with the Packers because they drafted a quarterback that is taller than him? Oh, that's brilliant. No, I don't think so. The height thing I haven't heard that in so long. I remember that was, you know, something he was prickly about when he first got into the league. And I remember certain people kind of razzing him about it, but no, I don't think that was it. Lorenzo, yeah, I just talked about this on the radio. What are your thoughts on Kirk Cousins to the Packers? That is not going to happen. I don't care that he's coming off an Achilles and that's going to drive his price down. There's no way on God's green earth the Packers should be doing that, and I don't think they ever would. But, you know, they've got Jordan Love. They're going to have to sign him to an extension most likely, and then they've just drafted a quarterback last year in Sean Clifford to be their backup. Where does Kirk Cousins fit in as a short-term fix? Is this in the world where they decide Jordan Love is not their guy? This is not happening. It is not happening. And to pay any kind of like significant money to dedicate cap dollars to a 100-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury is about as anti-Packers way of working as I can think of. So, and I'm not saying, look, and I know Dan's a good reporter. I'm not saying he's making shit up. I think he undoubtedly has kind of like put some dots together. I don't know if he's been told this or whatever, but yeah, that ain't happening. That ain't not going to happen. Anthony, what's up? Hey, Nags, do you know where I can pick up some Carry the G in Milwaukee? Scout Wine has some in stock. Scout had some at when we first got the run out. I think they should still have some there, Anthony. Otherwise, go to CheeseheadTV.com. On the upper right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see the word beer. Just click there, and that's our Carry the G page. And if you scroll down a little bit, you'll find a breakout list of everywhere it's available, including in Milwaukee. So good luck finding some, man. I hope you do. Let me know. Legless, what's up? Serious question. Did you buy a dog yet? Thoughts? Legless? Nope. Did not buy a dog. And I have many thoughts. The Dude, what's up? Hey, Nags. Carrying the G from Minnesota. This year has some comparisons to 08. Give it time. And we are like the youngest team in the league. Patience, boys. Go Pack, go. See, that's a healthy attitude. A healthy attitude from the Dude. The Dude abides. I like it. And I agree, man. I mean, there are parallels to 08, but it's pretty different, especially on offense, with how young they are. I mean, that's very, very different. Kobe, thanks for the super chat. Discovered Carry the G in Stevens Point. The future is bright on and off the field. It's in Stevens Point. There we go. I've literally been trying to get it there forever, so I'm really happy to hear that, Kobe. Thanks so much, man. John Simatovich, to quote the 76ers, trust the process, have faith. I mean, it was kind of funny, though. The 76ers kept saying trust the process for like years and years and years. I mean, at some point you're going to stumble into a solution, right? That's what it kind of felt like in Philadelphia. But yes, I trust the process, no doubt. Nobody has blown out the 2023 Packers. Okay, David, I'll bite. Sure felt like Detroit did. Like, I get, like, Packers kind of made a game of it before Quay's really unfortunate penalty there. But it sure feels like the Detroit Lions blew out the Green Bay Packers in 2023. Your mileage may vary. I don't know. Gold package or not, noon games at Lambeau always seem to be low energy from the crowd to the players to the last handful of years. Do they? I don't know, man. I haven't really noticed that. But, you know, I haven't been boots on the ground. You would know better than I would if you're attending those games. But I haven't really noticed that. And I haven't heard that from anybody. It's always noticeable when the gold package is around, though. I kid. See, here's the thing on the gold package, man. Mostly I am kidding. Mostly I am having fun with it. And I kind of lean into it because it does get people so riled up sometimes, especially Milwaukee folks. But mostly I'm kidding. But it is interesting how touchy they all get about it. Me thinks the lady doth protest too much. I think I'm onto something there. Oh, wow. A Kabir Baja Bila Mila reference in the chat. It is Friday. What is up? What's up with Christian Watson? He's playing football, last I heard. He'll get his. I have every confidence in Christian Watson. We talked about it on Packer Transplants on Wednesday. I highly recommend you check that out. Or here on the YouTube channel, Tyler did a nice kind of outtake from Transplants of our conversation regarding Christian Watson. Check that out here on YouTube. Because, yeah, I think he's too talented to just completely fall off the map, right? Yes, he's having a sophomore slump. Yes, he's having issues probably connecting somewhat with Jordan Love. I think that all comes into play. And I think that all gets taken care of eventually. I'm not saying necessarily this week, but I have faith in him. I think he's going to be a really talented, productive member of the Green Bay Packers for a number of years. I have little doubt. Ben, thanks again, man. Feeling like the offense is figuring it out and starting to come good, get a couple of big plays, and we'll get rolling with confidence. Don't disagree, man. I think you've seen, especially over the last two games, the offense has really found a way of working. And one of the nicest things is that it's very clear that the receivers are starting to understand, you know, how to stay alive when maybe the ball doesn't get to them right away and Jordan's still going through his progressions. And part of that is because, you know, the offensive line is actually holding up a little bit better. So I think everybody's working in concert a little bit more, and it's nice to see. No question about it. Any chance Savage is back in 2024? Yeah, there's a chance. There's a chance. He's got, I believe, one more week on IR before they can start practicing him. But yeah, there's a chance. Definitely. Soder says he likes Watson, don't like the way they are using him. I mean, yes and no. They're trying to use him like a wide receiver. You know, that's the position he plays. They're, you know, definitely trying to, like, find different ways to utilize him. And if you remember early in the year, they did use him in the backfield. They tried to get him on perimeter screens and things like that, all of which were pretty disastrous. You know, they lost 5 yards on one in particular that just blew my mind. There's no doubt they understand that he is, you know, a touchdown waiting to happen. Just get him the football. It's getting him the football part that's a little kind of mysterious at the moment. But I have little doubt they will continue to, you know, find ways to get him the ball and trying to get him open. And I have also little doubt that Jordan and he will hook up and will click in the back half of the season. Bill, what's up, man? It bugged me that Christian Watson did not sell out on Love's first interception. Makes me wonder if he's just a lazy route runner. I would be really careful with that kind of characterization, Bill. You know, A, the defender makes a really good play, and they get paid too. And if you're running, like, it makes the move, then he runs up into the end zone, and the ball's behind you, it's hard to, like, just completely turn your inertia around and attack a football, right? I understand you want him to have a my ball mentality. And there's certainly been plays this season. There was one in particular against the Rams that I thought you could have done a better job going up and getting. But I have a real problem, like, lazy route runner. I mean, I don't think he was lazy on the route. And I certainly don't think he's a lazy player. You know, the words have meaning, and that just feels pretty off the mark. Now, again, can he be better? Yeah. No question about it. And does he need to attack the football? Absolutely. But that's not something he doesn't know. You know, hopefully we see a little bit more of that in the second half of the season. Because we saw it last year. There were plenty of times. Go back and watch the final game of the season, if you can stomach it, against Detroit. That play up the right sideline, I mean, he absolutely takes that ball away from the Detroit defender. You know he can do it. Just got to get that rhythm in. Got to get him clicking. Ed, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. 2 wins in a week. Could happen. Just saying. Wow, Ed, really getting ahead of yourself there. Bill, thank you for the super chat. Oh, I got that one already. Very good. And New York Cheese said, Joe Barry is a genius up in the booth for home winter games. I mean, that was probably the whole reason he went up there, right? Knowing that it gets cold there in Green Bay. It gets cold. James says, Watson just needs to quit leaving his feet on the run. That's like an epidemic on this team. Have you noticed that? And you are 100% correct, by the way. Yes. But have you noticed so many guys on this team jump when they're receiving the football when there is zero reason to do so? I mean, hell, Aaron Jones does it. Jaden Reed does it. Musgrave does it. Just keep running. Catch the ball and continue to run. There's so many unnecessary jumps. It's driving me nuts. It's funny you mention that because I was thinking of that rewatching the game yesterday. I was like, why is it they jump for no reason? Yeah, it's mystifying. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Hopefully, I'll see you on Watch Party on Sunday. In the meantime, have a great weekend, and I will. I'll see you soon. Thanks so much. Go Pack, go.